This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. My friend has not been concerned about the agriculture labor challenges until he heard about the problems they are having in the vineyards of California. That got his attention. I'll talk about it after this. One of the great joys of this job, folks, is the ability to talk with growers from big operations and small ones who produce every crop imaginable. And there's a common denominator. One thing I hear from all of you is that you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 grease to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to take some of that pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. That's what they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. My buddy John and I, on a regular basis, discuss the challenges of agriculture, and yes, the subject of farm labor has come up a number of times. He's very aware of the problems that pork producers and dairy farmers and fruit and vegetable growers are facing, but it really got his attention the other day when he heard about what's happening with the wine grape producers, that industry is threatened. I don't mean to make light of the situation, but as the grape harvest is going on in Sonoma County, California, there is another tight labor market. The folks who run the vineyards there are worried about everything from a scarcity of housing after last year's wildfires to competition from the construction industry for the workers that are needed. The Santa Rosa Press Democrat had a story on this the other day, talking about the resourceful farmers that still are finding a way to deliver that grape crop. And sometimes it means going through that federal program to hire seasonal workers from Mexico to ensure that the harvest can take place, that H-2A program. It has many requirements for the wineries. They have to place ads in the newspapers to ensure local residents know about the employment opportunities. They have to provide transportation from Mexico for seasonal workers, and they have to supply temporary housing. And there are also legal fees to ensure that the winery doesn't run afoul of the U.S. Labor Department rules. One producer there in California, George Martinelli, said, and these were his words as he explained to the Santa Rosa Press Democrat newspaper, "It's a pain in the butt, but it's something we have to do." And the newspaper article said it's a new normal for the wine grape industry of the north coast of California, where about 5,200 full-time workers and 2,600 seasonal employees in Sonoma County will work through early November to deliver that grape crop that last year was valued at almost $600 million. I'll be back after this.